Know your rights. Getting arrested. So you've been arrested. What happens next? For most people, getting arrested is one of the most stressful experiences they'll ever go through. And as a person goes through the process of getting arrested and booked into a jail, it may not always be clear what's going to happen next or when. So here are a few things to know. First, the most important thing to do while being arrested and getting processed is stay calm. Regardless of why you've been arrested or whether you even should have been arrested, at this point, you'll gain nothing by losing your cool. While jail staff are trained to handle people who are yelling and screaming and fighting during booking, they're human too, and this is going to be stressful for them. If you keep your composure, jail staff will make a note of this, and it'll be likely easier for you to deal with things as your case moves forward. Second, be aware that getting arrested starts a process, but everything in that process is not going to happen immediately. Be prepared to take things one step at a time. The first thing in the process is the initial booking. This is where the jail takes custody of the person from the police officer who made the arrest. This is usually also where you get your photo taken, and the staff collects basic identifying information like your name and date of birth. There'll also be a short interview by jail staff about any special medical needs or other issues they need to be aware of. Once the initial booking is done, jail staff will determine what needs to be done to arrange for your release. With some lower-level criminal offenses, jail staff will actually have the authority to set a low bail amount or even release a person on their promise to come back to court. This is known as getting released on personal recognizance, or your own recognizance. For short, it gets called PR'd or OR'd. If the jail staff determines they can PR you, they'll give you paperwork telling you when you need to return to court, and then they'll release you. Alternatively, the jail may be able to set an initial bail amount before there's a court hearing. This initial bail could be anywhere from a couple $100 to $1,000 or more. But what is bail exactly? Bail is money that you post with the court system as a promise that you'll follow the court's rules, these are called conditions of release, and that you'll also return to court when you're instructed. If you follow the rules, you will eventually get your bail money back. But if you don't, the bail money you posted will be forfeited to the court and you will get rearrested. Also, people who cannot afford to post the full amount of bail themselves may go to a bail bond company for assistance. Most bonding companies will charge a person 10% of the total bail amount in order to post a bond on your behalf. This 10% that you pay the bail bond company does not get returned to you. That's the company's cost of doing business. Now, if the jail can't set your bail or PR you, you'll have to wait for a court hearing to take place. In Washington state, a court hearing must take place within 72 hours of arrest so that a judge can set bail and the conditions of release. Every state will have its own time limit like this in their state court rules. But because the rules do allow for some delay, like 72 hours, what this can mean is that a person arrested on a Friday night who can't get PR'd or have the bail set by the jail, they're going to have to wait until the following Monday for their first court hearing. If you're in this situation, there's unfortunately nothing you can do except wait. If you're in jail waiting for your initial court hearing, the first thing to try to figure out is how you can get a phone call. Different jails have different phone systems, and they all have their own ways of operating. So check with jail staff or other inmates about what you need to do to get into the phone system. Once you get set up for a phone call, be aware that you may have limited time to talk, so you'll want to use your phone time wisely. Call someone you know and trust. Tell that person you've been arrested, and tell them where you are. Now, jail calls are recorded, so don't use this call to explain the circumstances around the arrest. Just let the person know you may be able to talk about the situation later, but for now there's some important things to get done. You'll want to talk to that person about getting bail money together or contacting a bail bond company. Also, if you intend to hire your own attorney, the person you call should start doing some research and making calls to arrange for this. Finally, if you have anything that you absolutely need, like medication, let the person know to bring this to the jail and deliver it to jail staff. Finally, if you're booked into jail and you're waiting to appear in court, there will be a temptation to talk about your situation with other inmates. This can feel like an easy way to pass the time. However, it is generally not a good idea to talk about your case with other inmates. Wait until you've spoken with an attorney before talking to anyone else, and that means people inside or outside the jail. Remember, what you say can be used against you, so it's almost always better to say nothing at all. This is attorney Adrian Madrone, and this Know Your Rights segment has been brought to you by the Lustig, Kamen & Madrone Law Firm, a full-service criminal defense firm in Bellingham, Washington.